This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. More than two dozen countries in the European Union and the U.S. joined in expelling Russian diplomats over the evidence that a Russian spy was killed on British soil. Observers are noting the stress of activism for social change. Over the last 2 years, at least five young activists who gained national prominence amid the Black Lives Matter movement have died. Causes range from suicide to homicide to natural causes. Most recently, Mohamedine Moy, a well-known activist from Charleston, was fatally shot in New Orleans in a crime that remains unsolved. Studies have found that half to 61% of Uber passengers in the U.S. say they would have used public transportation, ridden a bicycle, or walked, or not made the trip at all if Uber had not been available. Uber's business model subsidizes its riders in order to create a monopoly, squeezing out other private and public transportation. Federal Trade Commission has confirmed reports that it is investigating how Facebook handles information about its users. 37 attorneys general have sent Mark Zuckerberg, their CEO, a letter asking for details about Facebook's privacy safeguards. A group called Fed Up is campaigning to enlarge the search for the new head of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, arguing that it is a key post that Trump does not appoint and its new leader should reflect diversity, not be tied to Wall Street, and focus on inequality. Close to 700,000 patients have strokes caused by blood clots each year and could be helped by a drug called TPA, tissue plasminogen activator. Yet 30% of stroke victims who arrive at hospitals in time and are perfect candidates for the clot buster do not receive it. U.S. declared a small bank, ABLV, in the small country of Latvia was an institutionalized money laundering operation for corrupt clients in Russia, Ukraine, and North Korea, provoking a run on the bank which forced it to close. Dallas has become the country's largest bike share city with 50% more bikes than New York City, as five startups armed with hundreds of millions of venture capital funds have blanketed the city with 18,000 bikes. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.